that 1980, that was a big breakthrough for us, because we had to have a venue after the. I said we've got to make some money, because it costs, even at that time, there was money to be laid out on parades and whatnot. There was all, you had to have some sort of insurance, and there was other costs with the floats and things. Like we always had a leading float, so that had to be costed into. And then, so what we did, we said, well, now we've got to get a venue, it was very hard to get a big venue for 1,000 people or so. And we said, well, look, the only one around where we've got a chance of getting it is this Paddington Town Hall.
Mm-hmm.
So we got the Paddington Town Hall, and we had to have a licence. Well, we thought, well, we can get a licence, we'll be right. So there was a gay couple that owned a hotel in the Haymarket. I'm not thinking of the hotel, but it'll come to me shortly.
Okay.
Glenmore Hotel. And it was a very little gay pub, and they said, my word, we'll be in it. Oh, this will be great. They said, yeah. I said, well, you've got the license, and we'll get a percentage of the, I think it was 10%, or it might have been 20%. But they didn't care. They thought, oh, this is great. We're going to get a dollar in, because they weren't doing very good in the hotel, I don't think. After the Mardi Gras, we got up to Paddington Town Hall, and there was police everywhere, all around the buildings. And we said, oh, gee, we'll have to watch it here. And we didn't know whether we were going to be attacked again or not. So.
And this was 80. 1980.
Yeah. They were still following us.
Yeah.
Because, the laws were still there. They could do what they liked.
Yeah.
The only thing they lost out was that Summary Offences Act. They lost that in 79. Otherwise, they would have got stuck into it or something. I think they would have done it again. I'm pretty sure they would have, because they were pretty smart about it, because they lost all their cases. They went to court and they were tossed out, fortunately. But they were out. They were all the way along the road. They were there. We knew they were there. But even so, trying to say was that all of our work, everything we'd done, we was aware that they were watching us. I think one time we were pretty sure they were tapping our phones.
Oh really?
So they were
your private home phones.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, we were getting all sorts of funny calls and sounds on the phone, and we were getting very agitated too. Because we thought, they're going to come down on us.
You were saying you got to Paddington Town Hall and it was surrounded by police.
Yes. There was police. They were on the, apparently they were on the buildings all around us. I said, good gee. I said, well, as long as we can keep control of it, there shouldn't be any problem. We don't want them intervening,
Uh-huh.
So we got this crowd there, and we thought, Jesus, where are they all coming from? We were catering for about 700 or 800 people, but we ended up with over 1,000. Well, there was about 1,200, I reckon.
Mm-hmm.
1,200 or 1,300, it was growing. Anyway, fortunately, the people were coming and going. I said, if they're coming and going, well, we can, when they go, let the other people in, So we were charging them, I think it was about $8 to $10 a ticket. It was really great, and people were enjoying that. And they had a ball there. They had a live band, and the women, all the women came to that one too. Surprisingly, yeah, there was a lot of women there. There was 50% women. But we made a lot of money. And we said, oh, Philip, what are we going to do with this money? How are we going to get out of this place? And he said, why don't we put it in the vacuum cleaner? We've got a vacuum cleaner. Just put it in that and we'll take it out. I'll never forget that. We carried this vacuum cleaner. It was full of money. Made notes. Oh, gee, we had some money.